because we've moved from small business and manufacturers into the United States has been controlled by the banking industry. And only 7% of the working people now are unionized in this country. 7%. And it's through the unions, you know, and organizing that we have Social Security, we have Medicare, we have really, I mean, even public education. So much has come about through major organizing efforts and battles that are hard fought. Your governor in Wisconsin is the epitome of the perspective that regretfully, a lot of really good blue-collar working people have somehow identified with those who've taken away the rights under the auspices of some level of freedom. And that freedom is the loss of small business, the right to work, corporate takeover of the farms. Like our children now, I mean, my son, who has a college education, is now working at $14 an hour because he can't find a job within his field. And that's really what's happening, is that people with large sums of money really want a workforce that's broke so they don't have time to organize. And they have people fighting between each other instead of for each other. I don't think that the spirit of community is lost by any means. I mean, I see it here where I'm sitting right now in Seneca, Wisconsin. I mean, this town gets together and does a lot for each other. And I see people doing it all over the country. But I think the economic disparity has become so great, people are just battling for their own survival. And what do you think?
I'm with you. I'm aghast at what's happened here in Wisconsin and at the whole income disparity gap across the USA over the course of my life. You know, I'm one of 12 children, and somehow my dad's wages were enough to get us all by. And he was a maintenance man, not the head of some corporation. He could get a living wage for him and his kids as a maintenance man, but there's no way that that could be possible with the ridiculous wage gap that we have today. And my dad was a union man through and through, but I think people have been distracted from the important things, things like human connection and working together. They've been distracted by baubles, by bigger houses, by faster cars, more possessions, more toys, and it's really hurt us and damaged things like unions, which are so important in our well-being economically.
Yeah, we've been duped and distracted, but the reality is, it's through the unions that everybody's wages and livelihood has been lifted, because employers are forced to give greater respect for those who do the work that help them survive. But I'm still fairly optimistic that the ship can be turned around.